Let's rewind this record back to the beginning a little bit. Tell me how your love affair with Bruce Springsteen began.
My 10th birthday, exactly, I was given a record, Born in the USA. It had just come out a couple months before then, and that was it.
So what is it that drives you to see a performer 42 times?
It's funny, people ask me that a lot, and I see a lot of live music, being in the live music business, but every night is special. There's a certain kind of communion that you have when you go to these shows, and it goes kind of beyond the music, although it really all starts there. But there's something that happens from the stage that radiates out into the audience. And I've never in all my years seen a live show anything like what Bruce does. And he goes up every single night. He makes it fresh every night. And there's just some kind of magic to it. The greatest performers that you'll see have it. And he's one of the greats, if not the greatest.
Well, as I'm sure devoted Springsteen fans may know, every show is a little different, like you say. This tour, I understand he's playing the album The River in its entirety, but what fills in the rest of these marathon shows can be anybody's guess. In fact, listeners to our weekend news quiz show, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, may remember that E Street drummer Max Weinberg came on as a guest and said even the band isn't always sure of what comes up next on the set list. So having seen so much, do you find that every show is a unique experience?
Yeah, it absolutely is. There's little things. The set's fairly static right now because of The River, and that takes up about a good hour and a half of the show, and that doesn't change from night to night. Although the things that happen in between, you know, in between the songs, that can change up. The other night in Cleveland, he got up in second song. He said, "All right, Pittsburgh," and he realized he was in Cleveland. And he was looking out at one of his friends, who's an artist from Pittsburgh, named Joe Grushecki. I think that he got thrown off when he saw his familiar face from Pittsburgh in Cleveland. But there's a lot of little nuance, things that happen every single show. He'll do things that are slightly different, you know, in between the songs to change that up. But beyond the static format of playing that album in its entirety, and that's magical in itself, because that's the kind of thing that I think most fans, unless you were seeing that tour, even if you were seeing that tour originally in 1980, he wasn't playing the whole album. Now he's going out and playing the whole album, which is something that he's really only ever done one or two other times. And it was like 2009, the same year when he played Buffalo, and he did the whole Greetings album, and he did The River in New York, and it was a holy grail for people who saw it. So a lot of us never thought we'd ever get the opportunity to see him do it again. So it's the kind of thing where every night, and I've seen it now four times so far, and it's still great every night because it's a collection of songs that, you know, I think is fairly unmatched in the modern popular rock canon.
What's the farthest you've gone to see Bruce? I mean, Cleveland isn't too long a haul. What's the farthest you're willing to travel for him?
Well, the one thing I always tell people is one of the many great things about being living in Western New York is whenever Bruce Springsteen goes on tour, you're within a 6-hour drive to about 10 different shows. So that's worked out good for me. I've gone as far as across the country. I've seen him in Austin. I spent a few days in Chicago to go see him. I've had plans to go see him in Europe that didn't end up panning out. But Canada, I've gone, you know, up and down the northeast of Canada to go see him. So, but again, living in Western New York is a great place to be if you're a Springsteen fan, because whenever he's on tour, you can see him a lot of times and drive. The other night I drove back and forth from Cleveland and got home and slept in my own bed.
Well, now this is his 15th show in Western New York, as I said before, in Buffalo. Does it mean something to you to know that this area remains a regular part of his musical legacy?
It's always an important stop for him, and virtually every tour he does end up playing here at some point or another. It's great, and he definitely has a certain kinship and affinity for the towns that he's been playing all through his career, and this is one of them. So yeah, you definitely feel it, and when he's up on stage, he'll make some comments about, you know, different things that have happened over the years in Buffalo, and you know that this is a place that holds some special memories for him, and it's been important in his work and career.
Now, what was your first show with Bruce?
I was a bit of a late bloomer. I got that record when I was 10 years old, but I didn't go see him for about 15 years after that. So I saw him in 99 when he did the first reunion of the E Street Band, and they played what was then the Marine Midland Arena. And after that, I said, every single time I can go see him, I'm going to go see him.
Has there been a pinnacle moment for you in all those shows?
Anyone who is there, most people will agree, one of the best shows ever was when he closed out the 2009 tour here at the arena, and he played the entire Greetings album, and it was the last actual show that Clarence Clemons played, and it was just incredible. It was encore after encore, long, long show, and just every song you'd ever wish to hear, he pretty much broke it out.
Have you ever gotten to meet the boss himself? I mean, 42 shows, that's got to up the statistics a little bit for getting a chance to shake hands with him.
I get a little bit I get a little bit squirrely sometimes, because working in this business, and you know, we meet and work closely with a lot of artists, and it's one of those things where I've been backstage, and I didn't take the moment to, like, you know, go grab him, because I'm just like, I just want to keep some distance and maybe not bother him. So up to this point, I haven't. I've met everyone else in the band, but I've never actually met Bruce in person.
If you did get the opportunity in maybe a more ideal setting for you, what would you want to say to him?
I'd say, let's have a shot of tequila, and thank you.
Sounds pretty good. Keeping it simple there. Well, now, of course, I can't end an interview with a huge fan like yourself without asking the most important question, and this might be a tough one to narrow down. Favorite album and favorite song?
Favorite album? Well, Born in the USA has that special spot for me. Picking a favorite album is hard, though. Born in the USA is definitely a special one, and The River has always been a favorite. It's almost impossible to pick between those two. My favorite song is a song called Frankie. That was an outtake, and I've been lucky enough to see him do it. It's pretty obscure, but I've seen him do it a couple times, and it's a really great kind of summer song, and whenever he plays it, it's unbelievable.
All right, well, sounds good. Well, Donnie, thanks so much for taking the time, and I hope this show is just as special as every other one.
It will be. Dark weekends in the sun, out on Chelsea Road, ascending the stairs of Frankie, my woman. Shake your makeup in the mirror. Come on, babe, let's go. We'll dance around this dirty town till the night is all gone.